To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Folks, there are two enduring mathematical mysteries that I've been trying to solve for a while. If you listen to me, you know that. Number one, how can a country that only creates 100,000 to 150,000 jobs a month, and that's when we're creating jobs net at all. It turns out we had entire quarters under the Biden administration where we created net no new jobs. We just didn't know it because they were lying about it at the time and revised it down. How can a country that when we are creating jobs, creates only 100 to 150,000 jobs a month, take in a million immigrants a year on visas, take in 12 million illegal immigrants over the Biden administration, and allow 13 million people over the course of the Biden administration to overstay their visas? And how are those people feeding themselves again? If you're doing the math there, think about it for a minute. That's 12 million illegal immigrants plus 13 million illegal immigrants through visa overstays. That's, we're at 25 plus 4 million coming in on immigrant visas. That's 29 million people in 4 years. And we're, folks, when you're creating 100 to 150,000 jobs a month, again, only in months where we're actually creating jobs, which is not every month the last 4 years, but that's not enough jobs for people who are already in America. Never mind the right. So how are these people living? You can't make this math make sense. Then there's the enduring mathematical mystery number two. Americans may not realize this. We have doubled the amount of money that we spend since 2020, i.e. think COVID, and now doubled it. That is astonishing, talking about federally. Astonishing. From over three to close to $4 trillion to over $7 trillion a year. And a lot of people don't realize this. Remember when we printed all that money to pay people to stay home during COVID for, it turns out, no reason, basically because Fauci was lying? Yeah, and I mean, we were dropping $30,000 checks on single businesses. Well, you know, we never stopped spending that money. We're doing a continuing resolution, right? Where's it going? Enough money to pay the whole country to stay home? We're not doing that anymore. So, I mean, but just think about it. That is an astonishing amount of money, right? It's like $7 trillion total. Like, well, like, where is it? Like you couldn't even hide it. Where is it? Where is it going? Three stories today give you an idea. One of them, broken over the weekend by Fox News reporter Garrett Tenney, says it looks like that fraud by the immigrants in Minnesota, just one state. Yeah, $1 billion is a little low. It's going to be more like $8 billion.
Fraud investigators are finding in Minnesota is growing by the day. Kelly Loeffler, who leads the Small Business Administration, says in the 2 days her agency has been investigating the state, they've uncovered at least $1 million in PPP fraud just 2 days in. Several of the whistleblowers in Minnesota have also told lawmakers they believe the total amount of fraud could total up to more than $8 billion. Governor Tim Walz, who is up for re-election, is under fire for all of this happening under his watch. But
then, over the weekend, Dr. Mehmet Oz, who leads Trump's Medicare and Medicaid Center, stepped up and said, no, it's definitely more than a billion. See, $1 billion is just what the Somali immigrants stole from Medicaid. It doesn't even count the other two programs that they were defrauding.
It's true. A Somali fraud ring in Minnesota stole over $1 billion from Medicaid. How did this happen? Well, Medicaid programs are run by the states, which in Minnesota means the Tim Walz administration. Governor Walz and the state's other Democrats rely on Somali votes to get elected. So they decided to look the other way because they were afraid of, quote unquote, political backlash. Don't take my word for it. That's what a Somali-American fraud investigator told the New York Times. When these scammers realized that nobody was guarding the cash register, they went gangbusters. One program designed to provide housing stabilization assistance to patients ballooned to $104 million, when 4 years ago it was projected to cost only $2.6 million. Some of these taxpayer funds may have even ended up in the hands of a Somalian terrorist group. Scary stuff. When CMS became aware of the housing program situation, Minnesota insisted it could clean up its own mess. A few months ago, it admitted it could not. So we stepped in to shut down the fraud-infested housing initiative.
So the $1 billion, that's just in Medicaid. It doesn't count the other fraud, including the COVID fraud. Oh, and Dr. Oz says there's 12 more programs riddled with fraud that the Trump administration hasn't even laid out, hasn't even told us about yet. And the Somali fraud, just the Somali fraud, isn't apparently contained to Minnesota. We're now finding out it is going on with Democrat assistance in Maine, too. Folks, you got to hear this story. You want to talk about a good old-fashioned American bootstrap story with a hellhole spin? Holy cow. All right. Abdullah Ali had a dream. He wanted to rule a place called Jubaland, wherever the hell that is. It's in Somalia somewhere. But you can't do that without assembling your own army. You really can only rule it as a warlord. So you need an army. Where do you get one? Well, apparently the word had spread all over the world. The way you get one is you go to a Democrat state and they are powerless to say no to you as you rob them blind because it's against their cult. Their delusion, their religion. If somebody was brown and an immigrant, and I mean, that's a double knockout combination right there, brown and an immigrant, you know, they're stealing. You simply can't say no to them. It would never be done. It would be wrong. You can't do it. And folks, that is the problem here. This is the dual justice system once again. By the way, can I read you again? Because I know I put it in a Battleground podcast last week, but it's one of the most astonishing things I've ever read in the New York Times. They were interviewing one of the attorneys for the Somalis who were convicted in Minnesota. And this is what they actually wrote. Mr. Pacquiao, who also represented other defendants in the fraud cases, said that some involved became convinced that state agencies in Minnesota were tolerating, if not tacitly allowing, the fraud. Folks, that's dual justice. We are at the point where Democrats see minorities who happen to be immigrants committing crime, and they are paralyzed. They cannot act. It is against their moral system, their bizarre cult-like moral system. This is going to be the just undoing of this country. But anyway, it's going on in Maine, too. Listen to this. Abdullahi Ali, the warlord who wanted to rule Jubaland in Somalia but needed an army. Yeah, where do you go for that? Oh, definitely Maine. Yeah, run by Democrats. He's getting over $5 million per year from U.S. national taxpayers and being given no-bid contracts from Democrat Maine Governor Janet Mills, because of course he is. He is using the proceeds, at least some of it, to build himself a military in Somalia. Here's Stephen Robinson, editor-in-chief of The Maine Wire, talking to OAN about that.
You really can't make this stuff up. I mean, the guy's running a migrant services agency that bills Maine Care, which is what we call Medicaid, about $5 million a year, at the same time that he's running for president. And to be clear,
in Somalia,
that he's running to be the warlord of Jubaland. Elections in Jubaland aren't exactly like elections in America. It's, you know, whoever has the most guns is able to certify the election. So he needed to buy a paramilitary organization and paramilitary support in order to win that election. And he lost it. But at the very same time that he was in Jubaland and Kenya trying to become a warlord in southern Somalia, he was getting no-bid contracts from the administration of Governor Janet Mills, a Democrat who has been in cahoots with Gateway Community Services from the very beginning. So if there's one thing that I would implore your listeners to understand, it's in Minnesota and in Maine, it's not just the Somali diaspora that has come over here and decided to engage in this criminal behavior. It's an industrial complex with the Democratic Party that enables and turns a blind eye to this behavior because they benefit from it through political support.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Okay, let me tell you what I think is going on here. Like, take a look at Dr. Oz, right? He's talking about, well, there's just, you know, the one program, went from 2.6 million to 100 million over the term of the Biden administration. And you're seeing this going on in state after state after state. I think what started to happen was that the Democrats thought Trump would never win again. Republicans will never win again. They were planning anyway to put Republican leadership via Arctic Frost, all of it, either in prison or to bankrupt us. And they knew they had a total lock on control of the FBI and the Department of Justice. And so they knew the idea that they would ever be stopped at the federal level, and this is federal money, and it's null and void. It's just simply not going to happen. And by the way, the one guy, the only reason we got the Somali fraud in Minnesota was because that prosecution and investigation started under Donald Trump, not Joe Biden. So anyway, I think they believed that the law was null and void. It was dead. If you were a Democrat, you do whatever the hell you wanted. And they began essentially, I think they just basically, you know, like, you know, you stick a straw in a drink. They just stuck a straw in the, you know, federal budget and started sucking stuff out, figuring like, who's ever going to come for us? We control the FBI. We control the DOJ. Nobody's going to touch us. So you look at what happened at Minnesota at the state level. It's really unbelievable. You realize there were no state prosecutions of this fraud, even though you had buku whistleblowers and police sergeants even investigating this. The level of fraud. So the police knew about it. Health and Human Services of the state of Minnesota knew about it. The employees there even had a Twitter account where they were tweeting about it. And yet none of the prosecutors in Minnesota would touch it. It had to be done from afar, from the federal government. That shows you how far gone criminally these Democrat areas are and how empowered they felt to just go ahead and loot the Treasury since they, you know, no consequences in sight, as Hunter Biden said. Who is going to come after us? The answer is no one. We are the cops. We control the law enforcement in this country. Now, keep in mind, you know, during the period that this is ramping up, the first two and a half years of all of this, you've also got the FBI in total control over X, which is how those Minnesota employees, I bet you their account shut down again and again. So you've not only got the cops knowing to turn their heads when the right people are committing crime and protect them, but you've also got the same cops, the FBI, who are busy. We didn't know it then until Elon Musk bought it. You know, censoring inside Facebook, inside Instagram, inside X. And so, folks, this is why they went on a printing spree. And this is why Larry Summers said, hey, listen, you're going to get 9% inflation. It all makes sense now. And they didn't care. Folks, they were the Biden administration in the beginning before the 9% inflation hit. Every quarter, they were, in addition to the budget, printing themselves an extra $1 trillion or close to it in some bill or another or a series of bills. And there wasn't even any real money involved. They were just exfiltrating it. Folks, I want to leave you one last example today so you can see what I'm talking about. And answer the question we started this podcast with. How in the hell do you spend $7 trillion in a year? I mean, it's actually hard to do. This is Lee Zeldin at the EPA over the weekend. Remember that he paused the gold bar grants, $30 billion, with a B, billion dollars. I remember we caught that Democrat guy on tape saying, hey, we threw the gold bars off the ship. Yeah. Okay. In this clip, he's talking about pausing the $30 billion. And he's talking specifically about just one of the grants, a $7 billion grant. And what the Democrats were doing with it was passing it through Democrat friend-controlled organizations. So you just take the $7 billion and you pass it through again and again and again, and everybody takes a cut along the way, and poof goes the money. Here's Lee Zeldin, the Trump's head of the EPA on Fox.
And get this, we found in one program, Solar for All, which is a $7 billion program that we have canceled and Congress has rescinded, that the money was going through at times four pass-throughs. So a dollar would go through four pass-throughs where each of them were taking at least 15 to 25% cut. Zero tolerance policy should be the way, whether it's President Trump in office or his predecessor. Unfortunately, his predecessor, when they had one party rule in Congress, they were lighting tax dollars on fire left and right to pay off their friends.
In other words, they were looting. Exactly what I warned you they were preparing to do in January and February of 2021. When you saw the size of these bills, I said, this is exactly what socialists always do after a coup. They send the military through to smash and break things, and they loot. They go take all the money out of the till. They go take all the gold bars, except now we're a little more civilized than that. They'll just print it to steal it. And that's exactly what they did. And Americans got caught, you know, paying the 9% inflation at the checkout line. Now, here's the crazy part. Can Americans remember what it was like under 9% inflation? Remember who did it and figure out if you elect Democrats again, all that's going to happen is they're going to do it again. Because they are going to conclude, and rightly so, that voters are too stupid to figure out what they're doing. Now, the good news is, folks, very quickly, don't let this make you mad. We caught it. We've got it. We're ending it. Just finding out about it is, yes, maddening. But the good news is we got three more years to get this country back, and we are well. But first, we're going to uncover fraud on a level that's going to have an impact, I believe, on the American psyche itself. Because nobody's ever seen anything like this in American history, and honestly, with the figures involved, human history. I'll let Steve Miller wrap the podcast. He's Trump's deputy chief of staff.
With all the scams, with pretending that children have autism who are not, in fact, autistic, with pretending to enroll people in food programs when, in fact, nobody was ever enrolled, and engaging in massive fraud, lying, and theft and grift on a scale we've never seen before in American history. The total bill, the total tab for this is going to be far beyond the numbers we've already seen reported. We believe the state government is fully complicit in this scheme. And we believe that what we are going to uncover is going to shock the American people. Look, based on the records that we already have, and this is a significant undercount, by the way. 75% of the Somali population in Minnesota is on welfare. But that's likely a significant undercount of just how much of a financial burden the Somali refugee population is imposing on this country.
Terra Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.